Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
On the line now, the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser, Insider Calls, presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the Send It In podcast for more analysis. Just search Send It In wherever you find your podcast. We do welcome in PJ Glasser, our betting insider. We have two games, PJ, which means we can really dig into two games and take a good, deep look at these. We'll start in the NFC. It's up first, Commanders, Eagles. This is a fascinating one. These two teams know each other well. They've played twice. 6-point favorite right now, the Eagles are, with a 47.5 over under. How are we attacking this one? Welcome in.
Yeah, good to be with you guys. This is an interesting game. For me, I think there are two major concerns I have for Washington. The first one being that, you know, Jaden's facing a team that's seen him two times already this season, right? When they went up against Detroit, that was the first time the Lions saw him this year. When they played Tampa in the wild card round, Washington played them all the way back in week one. But I mean, Jaden Daniels week one compared to what we see now is night and day, right? How he's progressed throughout the season. So this Eagles team faced him in week 16 pretty recently. They've gotten two looks at him. So I think that's advantage for Philly. You know, obviously Jaden's got some tape on how the Eagles played him as well, but going up against one of the better defenses, one of the better coordinators in the NFL and Vic Fangio, I think that's a big deal for Philly. And then also, guys, look, I think the weather could have an impact on this game, right? I mean, even though it does get cold in the DC area, Jaden Daniels really hasn't had to play a game in cold weather, especially of this magnitude, right? He hasn't had to deal with any of that. They played in a dome at Ford Field against the Lions. They played in Tampa Bay, where obviously the weather's really nice. Now you're going up against the Eagles, where it doesn't look like it's supposed to snow or we're supposed to have any rain, but it is going to be in the 30s, you know, so it is going to be chillier. This is a guy who played his college ball at Arizona State, LSU. So anytime you're dealing with the quarterback that's not used to this kind of thing, especially in the NFC Championship game, I think that's worth noting as well. So just off the bat, like, initial thoughts on the game are the familiarity that the Eagles have. Jaden's got to deal with some cold weather as well. And then, you know, for the Eagles side, obviously, Jalen Hurts, what's his injury status? I think that's a big factor in this game as well. I lean Eagles -6 just because, you know, you think about how the fact Detroit was like a 9.5-point favorite against Washington, and you certainly have to upgrade the Commanders for that win. Lions also had five turnovers in the game. Philly hasn't had any turnovers yet this postseason. So it feels like the line should be over 7, but because of the recency bias of Washington, how good Jaden Daniels has looked, it feels like we're kind of overvaluing them a little bit. So I lean towards Philly here, -6.
Is this a spot, PJ, that you feel like hammering Saquon, you know, is the way to go offensively for the Eagles, knowing the injuries that Jalen Hurts has had and, you know, even kind of a little bit of a lack of effectiveness even when he's been healthier? Is this a spot where you feel like Philly's really going to lean on Saquon?
I mean, that's certainly what the odds makers are telling you, right? Guys, his rushing yards are 130.5. I've never seen that before. 130.5. What's crazy, though, about these two matchups when they've played each other, and we've kind of seen this in the playoffs too, is Saquon, his rushing numbers are kind of skewed in the sense that, like, for much of the game, like, you can bottle him up. It's just like every game he's good for like a 60, 70-yard run, right? And that's what scares you about the rushing yards. So, guys, honestly, the way I would play Saquon is his longest rush is only 21.5. I think that's a good bet, just taking the over. Or if you are going to bet Saquon rushing yards, like, go crazy. Go 150 plus, 175 plus, maybe even 200 plus. Like, that rushing number is so high at 130.5. Like at that point, I would just bet him 150, 175, 200 because, again, like his two games against Washington, they've done a pretty good job for the most part against him. It's just in each game, he's had runs for like 60, 70 yards where he breaks it for a touchdown. So, you know, with the injury of Hurts, the Eagles are going to feature Saquon a lot. He's probably going to get 25, 30 carries in this game. So it's hard to go under on anything with his rushing numbers, but it's, 130 and a half is crazy. So I think if you're going to take the over guys, you might as well just take some alternates.
So the one of the others on the other side that feels like it just, if Washington's going to do anything, it has to be so. Like Terry McLaurin, 64 and a half. Terry McLaurin's been so reliable for Jaden Daniels. I know the Philly corners are really good, but that seems low-ish for a guy who's been as big a part of the offense in a big spot like this with a rookie quarterback who you think will lean into what's, you know, been so successful for them this year. I think that one's interesting. I think Jaden Daniels rushing total around 55 is interesting. Like you kind of go, you ride the horse that got you there. Those should be attackable numbers maybe.
So the Terry one is interesting, Jacob. And I think the reason it's maybe low in the eyes of a lot of people is because when these two teams played in Philly on that Thursday night game, Terry only had one catch for 10 yards. And Quinyon Mitchell was the primary defender in that game. Eagles got some good news yesterday on the injury report that it looks like he's going to be good to go. So Mitchell's going to be out there. That was the guy that Terry struggled with when they matched up in Philly. So even though he's obviously had a great postseason, I think that's the reason the number is what it is. And honestly, why I'm staying away, because we know the Eagles do have really good secondary and really good corners. And McLaurin did struggle against Mitchell, and everybody's really struggled against Mitchell this season. So I'm kind of staying away from Terry at 64 and a half. Jaden Daniels rushing yards is interesting. You know, the way he's kind of been this postseason is you've almost wanted to bet his attempts and stayed away from the yards because the volume is there, but he really hasn't been able to break that many big runs. And I kind of feel like this is going to be that same game. Anytime you get a team who has a rushing quarterback of their own and they get to see that every day in practice, I always think that's a little bit of an advantage for a team. Detroit is notorious for struggling against running quarterbacks, which makes sense because they have Goff, right? So I think the matchup for Philadelphia is a pretty good one. And again, rushing yards at 54 and a half. I think if you're going to bet anything with Jaden, it will be the attempts, but it's at 10 and a half. So, you know, the sports books kind of have the idea that all of us do that. Again, it's the NFC title game. Like there's no tomorrow. You're 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. He's a great runner. Like run him if you have to. So if anything with McLaurin, I'd actually look under at 64 and a half. With Jaden Daniels, I'd probably just stay away. It feels like those numbers are pretty sharp.
I'll tell you one guy that I actually really like on the Commander side is Zach Ertz. I mean, he's playing his former team with the chance to go to the Super Bowl, and he can be, you know, sort of that security blanket, for Jaden Daniels in this game, at least in passing the ball. Do you feel like this is a game where he can maybe shine, whether we're talking about targets or receptions or even an anytime touchdown?
Absolutely. My favorite anytime touchdown score bet, Tommy, in this game is Zach Ertz plus 275. I think that's great value. Because that's been Daniel's guy in the red zone. I think for Austin Eckler to be priced the same as Zach Ertz for an anytime touchdown really doesn't make much sense to me, right? Or Eckler's kind of a third down back. He's a receiver. He'll be in there for certain snaps. But as we know, Ertz is going to be out there for a majority of the game, especially when they're in the red zone. So like you said it, I mean, you know, revenge angle going against your former team. You could certainly see him getting a touchdown. And, you know, when Washington's in the red zone, they're going to focus on Jaden's legs, Brian Robinson, McLaurin, and that'll open up some opportunities for Zach Ertz to make a catch. So, yeah, when it comes to Zach Ertz, I already bet him plus 275, favorite bet in this game for an anytime touchdown score.
So, Jalen Hurts, let's talk about the quarterbacks for a second. Jalen Hurts hasn't cleared his total, which is at 181. He's done it like one time in the last seven games. Washington doesn't have the best defense in the world, but the way he's played and he's banged up, I mean, what world is Jalen Hurts clearing 181?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I'm staying away from Hurts and Eagles receivers because it's, like you said, the matchup, they should be able to move the ball through the air against Washington's defense. But again, like they're going to run Saquon, and if they're having success with it, like why go away from it? So Maybe this is something that you bet live in game, right? Like if Washington gets an early lead, if Washington is doing a good job against Saquon and the game is calling for Hurts to make some plays through the air, you know, it won't bump up that much, but you'll know that they're going to need to make some plays. So it's so tough to know like which Eagles receiver is going to step up. You would think it would be Brown, Devontae Smith potentially, but Hurts is banged up. And even in these couple games, guys, where he hasn't been this hurt, you know, that they haven't been effective through the air. So yeah, Jacob, I wish I could give you a definitive answer, but I think that's the best way to look at it is you just wait to see how the game plays out. Because if the Eagles don't need to throw the ball, there's no reason that they're going to.
Okay, so this might be a good question to kind of bridge the gap between the two games. I told Jacob about this last night. This is my favorite long shot bet of the entire weekend. And I've seen it going around a few different places on social media. Tell me if you think I'm crazy on this. But it's for all four teams to score two rushing touchdowns in the game. Now, three of the four had three last week in their games. The Commanders, the Eagles, and the Bills all had three rushing touchdowns. The Chiefs only had one. That's going to be probably the toughest leg to complete. But the odds on that, plus 10,000 to complete that. So that's my favorite long shot bet of the weekend. Is that wild and it's like stupid for me to put money down on that?
I mean, at that price, I don't think it is. And look, again, you have some teams that want to run, right? I mean, you feel good about the Eagles getting you that. You know, if the Bills get inside the two, they're just going to sneak it with Josh Allen. Yep. That's unstoppable. So you'll get that. Washington and Kansas City, like you said, will be the tougher ones. Brian Robinson's been good for them inside the five. Daniels, as we know, has great legs. But, anytime it's a long shot bet like that, Tommy, you just want something where you can sprinkle a little to make a lot. And it's not out of the realm of possibility, right? So I do like that, especially at those odds. I think it's worth it. Like you said, KC, Washington will probably be the toughest two legs. But I don't think it's crazy at all to think that those two teams couldn't score two rushing touchdowns. So I like it.
I love all the long shot bets. Let's transition to the other game. I feel like, PJ, I've had a good read on the Chiefs all year, made good money with the Chiefs. I am struggling with this one. I feel like a 47.5 total is high. But I can't figure and I can't convince myself how either team is going to attack this game. Because I think what we saw last week from both of them may be totally out the window for this one. I think they can each go at it a million different ways, so I can't get a good read on how this game's going to, like the flow of the game in order to look at any of these props or anything. I like the Chiefs to cover, but everything else is tough.
So I like the first half under at 23.5 because both of these teams have been exceptional this season at letting the other team make a mistake, right? So it's kind of like, I call this steady Eddie when you're playing against the guy in ping pong, guys, right? When you're just playing a guy that just keeps hitting it back to you. He doesn't try and hit the edges. He doesn't try and slam it. He just keeps hitting it back to you, right? And he's just making the safe play. That's what the Chiefs and Bills do. The Ravens outplayed Buffalo last week, but because of the three turnovers, the Bills were able to win the game. The Texans outgained the Chiefs last week, but because the Texans turned the ball over, the Chiefs were able to win that game. So I think both teams are kind of going to ease their way into it. We know Kansas City hasn't scored more than 30 points in a game this season. Buffalo, I think, is going to be pretty conservative because they do not want to make any kind of mistake to give the Chiefs the ball or an extra possession early in the game. So I do like under 23.5. in the first half. However, I think I like the full game over, Jacob, at 47.5 because the Bills have scored more than 24 points in 12 straight games. They scored over 30 against Kansas City. Bills' offense is just too consistent. They're too good. Even against that great Chiefs defense, I think they're going to be able to score. And then on the flip side, I think Kansas City is going to be able to score some points too because I do feel like the Bills' defense is a bit overrated. The Ravens didn't punt in that game last week. Their drives only stalled because of the turnovers. So I think Kansas City is going to be able to move the ball. I think they're going to be able to score. So I kind of see like a 10-10 game at halftime. And then I think in the second half, we start to see these offenses kind of unleash it a little bit. And that's the way these games tend to go in the playoffs. You know, these games are high scoring, instant classic, back and forth, shootout duels between Mahomes and Allen. I kind of feel like we're getting the same thing. So I like a first half under, full game over. And I'm with you. I like the Chiefs to win the game. Until somebody can go in there and beat them in Arrowhead, it's tough for me to bet against them.
I certainly didn't envision the lack of overall yardage from Josh Allen in the game last week. You know, I had him over in passing yards. Actually, I think I had him over in passing and rushing yards combined last week. He didn't do a whole lot as far as yardage was concerned in that Ravens game. Is that something you think that can continue for him in this game? I'm sure the Chiefs defense would love that. Or will we see Allen put up a number of yards that we're more accustomed to?
If you like the Bills to win the game, I think it's the yardage we're more accustomed to, because the Bills, it was very Chief-like last week. You know, they did what they had to do, and they let the Ravens make the mistakes. You know, Allen didn't turn the ball over. He made plays when he had to. They capitalized on the turnovers, but he did not have to be Superman last week. But this week he's going to have to. He's going to have to against Kansas City if they want to get over the hump, if they want to beat the Chiefs. So I think if you like the Bills, this is the game where, you know, you bet the Allen passing and receiving or rushing yards. I like his over rushing attempts, guys, at 9.5 at even money plus 100. Every time that Josh Allen plays the Chiefs, they run him, and they run him quite a bit. And this is the AFC Championship game. You're 60 minutes from a Super Bowl. They got to use their best player every which way they can. So the ball's going to be in his hands a ton. You're going to get at least 4 or 5 carries from him on short yardage. You're going to get design runs. You're going to get scrambles. So I expect 11, 12 carries from Allen on Sunday. I like his over rushing attempts.
I agree with that. I think both quarterbacks are prone to run in this matchup. Tommy gave you a long shot bet. I'm going to give you a long shot bet here, PJ.
Okay.
And this one isn't even, it's not crazy like Tommy's, but it's, you know, it's long. Xavier Worthy, it feels like a Worthy game to me. You can get Worthy right now, BetMGM, at 100 plus yards, which he has not done this year. I understand that. At 6-1. 6-1, you put that with his over 4.5 receptions, which are at 4.5, you can get it up to 7-1 for a Worthy game. And the reason I like it is because I think they're going to pepper him with targets in this game. I think he'll sort of, you know, be what Kelsey was in the last one. He just got to break one off.
Yep.
Fastest dude in football has to break one off at 7-1 odds in a game where I feel like they're going to feature him. There's my long shot play of the week.
Well, and I like it because you think about Buffalo so far in the postseason, right? They give up that long touchdown to Denver, to Troy Franklin. Bateman hit him with a couple of long passes. So, I mean, that should be Xavier Worthy this week. And in a game where Buffalo's probably going to have to continue to score, the Chiefs are going to have to continue to score, there are going to be some opportunities there for Worthy. We know he was the only receiver to catch a pass last week for Kansas City. So at the price, it's 6-1. Jacob, I'm with you. I think that's a good long shot.
What about your other favorite bets in this game?
Yeah, so I like the Chiefs on the money line at -130, like I was saying. It's just, you know, Buffalo might be the better team. The margin of error, though, that you have to beat Kansas City, especially on the road, is just so slim. And these teams, I think it's all mental at this point. You know, like one turnover almost feels like three against the Chiefs. So until somebody can knock them off, I can't bet against them. I do like the Chiefs in the game. I told you guys I like Josh Allen over rushing attempts. I think that's a good bet. I also like Bucker over 1.5 field goals as well. Because, you know, again, like I do think the Chiefs are going to be able to move the ball. They have not been as good a red zone team as we have seen throughout the years. They've been settling for way more field goals than we've seen in the Mahomes and Andy Reid era. So I think over 1.5 field goals for Bucker, I think that's another good bet as well.
PJ, appreciate it. Check out the Send It In podcast, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, presented by BetMGM. Thanks for being here. We got a Super Bowl. We'll get 2 weeks to talk about the Super Bowl, PJ. Talk to you next week.
Yep. See you guys next week. Take care.
Coming right back. Should have Tim Fitzgerald next. Don't go away.